is with me on the line to talk about this now and what perhaps maybe needs to happen next to ensure this doesn't happen again is Sinn Féin Deputy Pat Daly. Deputy Daly, good morning to you. Thanks for joining me in the programme this morning.
Good morning, Gerry.
Now, listening to Karen's story there, it's harrowing to think that that level of medication was doled out and prescribed, and that's what the report found, wasn't it? Instance after instance of over-medication and overdosing of children and parents who just accepted, I suppose, what the clinicians were telling them.
Well, yes, and there was a complete, looking at the report, there's a complete departure from even the HSE standard practices. There was a lack of evidence, as you mentioned, of parental consent, no drug holidays, as would be normal, no reviews, no peer review, and no oversight by the HSE. And that obviously resulted then in your child was more likely than not to be potentially harmed if they went into CAMHS during that time. The medication rate was double the national average, and for particularly vulnerable patients, you had 94% of people with an intellectual disability were going to be medicated. So that resulted, as we all know, with massive weight gain, sedation, cognitive impairment, and as a result, the development of breast tissue and what they call galactorrhea, which is boys with breast milk in a small, very small number of cases. But risperidone is antipsychotic medication, and it's supposed to be used only for short-term treatment, maybe up to 6 weeks. And because of the lack of oversight, because of the departure from standard practices, what you had was 38 people were prescribed with that in the North Kerry area alone. And some of them, they were nearly all more than the standard 6 weeks. There was a complete departure from the licensed indications. And one child, it seems, was medicated with that up to 93 months, so 7 or 8 years, where it was only supposed to be there for six weeks. And the consequences of that are obviously devastating for the child, devastating for the family who did their best for their child, went when there was difficulties, sought help from the authorities, and unfortunately the consequences were devastating. But there was also sleep medications, twice the national average. 60% of patients attended for sleep difficulties were medicated. And there's another one, an anticonvulsant, sodium valproate, which is used to treat bipolar and epilepsy. And there is no evidence that the children who were prescribed this medication actually had a diagnosis or met the criteria for bipolar disorder. So what needs to happen, you're asking me, is that we had a meeting, the Kerry ATDs had a meeting, and senators had a meeting with the HSE, or with the department, should I say, and Minister Mary Butler yesterday. I've been calling for an extension of the compensation scheme so that these families who have suffered so much aren't further penalised by having to fork out up to €10,000 for to buy or to purchase medical reports, mostly from doctors in England. Now, I don't see why that couldn't have been done years ago, where the HSE has already apologised. So they have an apology and liability is not an issue. I don't see why that couldn't have been extended. But it is going to be extended now, according to the minister in the meeting yesterday. And I'm hopeful that there will be a scheme or a broadening out of the scheme to include, because the scheme was only for people who were in the South Kerry area and treated between 2016 and 2021. So it should have been broadened out long ago, but that is going to be broadened, hopefully, within, she said, the same about in a period of about 11 weeks. Also, we've also been saying that there has to be a further review and broadening out, and that is going to be done. But the minor details haven't been given to us yet because that decision hasn't been made. And it, there is going to be particularly a clinical review of files for young people who, over a defined period where there was a diagnosis of intellectual disability or who are prescribed antipsychotic medication. And that is mentioned in the report. However, I would like to say that we were told in the meeting that any family or anyone who has aged out of the system, who is, some of the people that I spoke to, you know, their treatment went back to about 15 years. So it was before 2016. They weren't still in the system in 2022, so that they came under the North Kerry review. That was only the patients who were actually still in the system back in 2022. So people have aged out of that, but anybody can ask for their file to be reviewed. And maybe people don't know this, but anybody can ask for it. And I would encourage anyone to do that.
Who has concerns to get onto that number, and ask the question and look for the file and assess what happened.
The review will actually go back to all of the files in North Kerry, which we were calling for a number of years ago.
Do you believe the HSE when it says we will improve things, it is making reforms, and underlying all of that is the concern that still exists that we still don't have the recommended 4 senior psychiatrists operating in CAMHS and Kerry because of recruitment and retention problems?
Speaking to families and speaking to patients, former patients, to be fair, there have been improvements in the system. There is better communication. People have key workers. There are more meetings, albeit some of them are on Zoom or online. And the waiting times have, according to people that I'm speaking to, have improved. But obviously things are going to improve, whereas from a situation which was
so bad.
No oversight, over medication, and you know the percentages of people who were medicated when they clearly didn't need to be, the departure from standard practices, and whether the parents were consulted or not, there is no evidence on most of the files that the parents were consulted or consented. And that is a serious problem. But just the departure, the deviation from standard practices, which seem to have been in other CAMHS areas, because the explosion in the number of complaints and cases in Kerry is just not seen everywhere else. One other thing that did arise around the time of the meeting yesterday is that, just to deal with mental health services in particular, I am hoping that there will be an announcement about a scan service coming to Kerry, which is a suicide crisis assessment nursing unit. And it's something which I raised a few weeks ago. There isn't one in Kerry. There is one in Cork. We had a PMB in the Dáil, Sinn Féin did, about mental health services, and Minister Butler then did say that there was going to be increased funding for 3 counties. I'm hoping that it will be more than that. I'm hearing 12 counties, and I've no doubt then that Kerry must be one of those, so that...
Be one of those 12.
Timely,
okay, let
timely
me ask you, in the context of that, that's a resources issue. That's money and it's resources. And one of the issues identified in the report yesterday was insufficient resources, which contributed to the identified issues of failures. Would Sinn Féin change that if you were in power? Would you put the money into mental health services to make sure that the resources were there?
Yeah, well, it's also a prioritisation, and clearly the resources and the priority wasn't given to Kerry at that time. We had proposals through our mental health spokesperson, Mark Ward, in coming up to the last budget. I can't remember, to be honest with you, what the exact amount were, but across the board, you need more. And it's difficult because of all the bad publicity, and I acknowledge that there would obviously be recruitment difficulties. But when the effort is made and the teams are fairly full now and there is improvement in the services, well then improvements can be made to deal with the people in Kerry. But it's more than that, you see. It's the across the system. Where was the over? So this goes up the line, and I'm not for 1 minute blaming the people who are on the ground and working hard in Kerry, but when there's no oversight, when there's no structure in place, whose responsibility is that? That's up the line, and it's obvious to anybody that that was not in place and there was no oversight going all the way up to the Minister for Health at for that long period of time, when the deficiencies in care, when the overprescribing, when you would have to say the abuse of the children and the neglect of the children who were seeking help was in place.
Okay, all right, we're going to have to leave it there, Deputy Pat Daly. More to come with this story, of course, as the day goes on and as the week goes on.